Okay, we're on to item 12, lobster.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe. How are you?
Well, you're something.
Pretty good.
You don't talk about lobsters.
This is a public hearing to consider proposed amendments to the regulation pertaining to lobster to address requirements established in Addendum 17 to ASMFC's Fishery Management Plan. Addendum 17 was approved in February of this year and it attempts to address the rebuilding of the southern New England stock. As I mentioned at the request for a public hearing last month, any harvest from Virginia waters or off our shores is going to be considered part of the southern New England stock. The stock is in a depleted condition. Getting to be more of a common term than it used to be for management targets. It's something that doesn't just address overfishing, but it's a stock that's in trouble, likely because of environmental conditions or unknown conditions as well. Population abundance has remained low over the last decade, and recruitment failure is a major concern for the species, for this stock in particular. Addendum 17 seeks to reduce exploitation on the southern New England stock by 10%. For the nearshore management areas, and I apologize, this is kind of hard to see here, nearshore management areas of Area 4 and Area 5 in particular, they're using two main tools to achieve this 10% reduction. There's a mandatory V-notching of all egg-bearing females, and those females then need to be returned immediately to the water. And there's a required close season of February 1 to March 31st for all harvest. Mandatory V-notching is required to be in place January 1st, 2013. Actually, so is the closed season. But in order to get the full benefit to protect the mature females from the mandatory V-notching, ASMFC is asking the member states to enact this as soon as possible. And that's why staff is proposing to include this requirement and be established for September 1 of 2012. Addendum 17 also has one new requirement for the offshore management area. That's the catch-all from all, this is Area 3, the catch-all for all the offshore, for all the inshore management areas. The only change to the Area 3 is an increase in the minimum size limit from 3 3/8, which is currently the same minimum size limit for the inshore management areas, increasing to 3 17/32 of an inch carapace length. V-notching is already required in Area 3. These mandatory changes that are established in Addendum 17 would put disparate management measures between the two harvest areas that Virginia deals with. That's Management Area 5, which is considered inshore, that would be state waters and up to about 50 to 60 miles offshore, and then Management Area 3, which the federal government considers the true offshore management area. So there's a potential for lobsters landed in Virginia to come from either of these two management areas. Staff feels it's imperative to have a seasonal closure on all landings of lobster in Virginia for the time period of that February 1 through March 31st closure to provide better enforcement. And similarly, staff feels that there should be a single minimum size for all lobsters landed in Virginia. And that would take away the requirement for law enforcement to have to establish where these lobster were harvested from. As noted in your evaluations, a jurisdiction like New Jersey, the lobster fishery is quite a bit larger than it is in New York. And if you see the outline of New Jersey here, they're actually dealing with harvest from three different management areas. And in order to deal with, again, disparate management measures, they've had to go into a permitting system where watermen would declare where they're fishing. If they're able to set up more than one get a permit for more than one management area, then when they're landing, they're required to apply whatever the most restrictive management measures are. Here in Virginia, it's a much smaller fishery, our lobster fishery. Our landings are consistently under 40,000 pounds. We're considered in de minimis status as far as ASMFC is concerned. And the number of individuals actually landing lobster in Virginia is often in the single digits in any one year. So in order to avoid the need for our staff to create and track a permitting system, we're recommending amendments to the regulation that would establish the most restrictive management measures required by Addendum 17 to apply to all landings in Virginia. Our recommendation goes beyond just this being a law enforcement issue. There's real concern over this stock. After the 2009 peer-reviewed stock assessment, ASMFC's technical committee had actually recommended a full moratorium for 5 years on the Southern New England stock. They also put forward management options of at least a 75% or 50% reduction in exploitation on the stock. Management board chose to move forward with a 10% reduction in exploitation, and that's what is coming across in this requirement for Addendum 17. Now, they are working on actually three concurrent and following addenda that will hopefully address effort and still continue to limit harvest on this stock. I think it's important to note that reducing exploitation at this time plays an important role in preventing further erosion of the spawning stock, and it helps increase chances of recovery should recruitment improve. To put a closed season and a maximum size limit in place for all Virginia landings will help ensure the 10% target reduction in harvest is reached, at least for our state, and show a good faith effort to conservation for the stock. So we have a few proposed changes here. We need to create two definitions, one in order to deal with V-notching. Federal regulation defines V-notching be required for buried females. Our regulation, you have a draft before you, would need to define what a buried female is. We're also looking to define the terms land and landing in the regulation. That's on page one of the draft regulation. Staff is recommending to increase the minimum size limit to 3 7/32 of an inch carapace length for all lobster landed in Virginia. And we also, there's a maximum size limit of 5 1/4 inches on all lobster in federal regulations. Previously with our regulation, there was a maximum size limit only on females. You can find that change on page two of the draft regulation. The seasonal closure, again, staff is recommending that this be put on all lobster landings from February 1 through March 31st. And that is subsection E of section 30, and that's page 3 of the draft regulation. And the required V-notching is in marking of lobster, section 40, and that's page 3 of 4 on the draft regulation. We've received two public comments to date. In your evaluations on the last page, you should have a public comment from Mrs. Edward Smith. Mrs. Smith sent a letter to staff stating she's against the proposed increased size limit for Management Area 5. That's the inshore management area. It's not a federal requirement at the time, which is correct. This is not part of ASMFC's requirements in Addendum 17. She states that she doesn't believe the lobsters harvested off the eastern shore should be included in the southern New England stock, and states there's little data or research suggesting it's appropriate to do so. She notes lobster harvest is an important part of her husband's income, and staff's proposal to increase the minimum size limit of lobster landed in Virginia is unnecessary. The second public comment, which came in too late to be included in your draft regulation, I'll address very briefly. In the subject line here, you see that the individual, Mr. Nelson Graves, says he's in disagreement with proposed amendments to establish federally designated lobster conservation areas. I think there's just some confusion here with this public comment. When we went to... In our public notice, we suggested defining the lobster management areas in our regulation, that is, the already established federally established management areas by Latin law, and if we advertised that if need be, that we were going to enact separate management measures for each management area. They would need to be defined in regulation. Staff is not proposing that at this time, but even if they were, this comment that he's against establishing the management areas is irrelevant since they are already established.
Is that it? Any questions, Mr. Cimino? Seeing none, this is a public hearing. Is there any public comment on the proposed amendments to Regulation 110? Seeing none, the matter is before the commission.
Move to accept staff recommendation.
Motion by Mr. Schick, seconded by Mr. Tankard to approve the amendments. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries unanimously.